like you to lift up your right hand. You're going to pray over your family. Lift up those right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I command every strange forces bringing affliction over my life, bringing affliction over my family. Father, deal with them by your fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Finally, you're going to pray. Say, Father, any member of my family, my friends, my relations that are afflicted with sicknesses, I command that sickness to leave them now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. You send your word and you heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Lord, heal your servants. Lord, heal every child of God. Let your healing flow into everybody. Father, have mercy upon your children. Have mercy upon your daughters and your sons. We rebuke the spirit of death. We take authority over the waster. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, before we bow before God in a minute and just bless Him, you're going to speak with authority. If there is anybody that is under demonic spell, you can free the person right now. Because the presence of the Lord is here in His house. So you're going to command anyone you know that is under demonic affliction, command that devil in the name of Jesus to go.
That he led me, you are Lord, my healer. You set your word and you heal.
Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Let's just bow before the Lord in another few minutes or seconds and give thanks to God for answering our prayers. Our God and our Father, we want to bless your name. You're such a faithful and awesome God. You are the great I am. You are the omnipotent. You are the omniscient. You are the great physician. You are the leader of leaders. You are the creator of all things. And Father, we honor you for your mercies upon our lives. We thank you for your hand that is stretched out right now that has freed men and women that were under demonic bondage. Thank you for breaking the arm of the wicked one. Thank you, Father, for healing all manners of sicknesses and diseases. My God and my Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for the life of your word. The past few minutes praising you and giving thanks to you. Lord, we will continue to shout hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' precious name, we have worship. Amen. All right, let somebody shout hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Please be seated. Let's get into our Bible study. We're basically looking at truths that has always helped men and women in life to excel. In this world that we live in, so perverse, wicked, but yet in the midst of it, God wants us to shine. And that's why God said to us, arise and shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The thicker the darkness, the brighter every covenant child of God will shine. Today I'm looking at the pillar 9, the secret of success and great men and women on earth. They are cheerful givers. They seek for every opportunity possible to contribute their quota, contribute their time, contribute their energy, contribute their resources. The reason why they have been able to experience such a lifting in their lives is because of their giving lifestyle. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart. It's a lifestyle in the family. We're going to see several examples of fathers in this family. How they were able to lift up their lives and experience the blessings of the Almighty God in the things that they do. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Every one of us here, we make a living by the things that we do. But then you realize that if you want to make a life, you will only make life by your ability to give. Mother Teresa, one of the times I listened to her, and she was addressing people in the United Nations. And she said, the way to live is to give. All successful people, that's why you call them philanthropists. They are always into contributing to the society, contributing to one another, building themselves. Giving is the surest way to multiply the blessings of God upon your life. God himself used this pillar to bring redemption to humanity. And one of the things he did was to give his precious treasure. And that is his son. He gave his son to come and die so that the seed will fall to the ground and then the harvest will be massive. So John chapter 3 verse 16... John chapter 3 verse 16, so the word of God says, so for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave. And it is because of the nature of giving, that God has been able to have harvests of souls all over the world. That's why you realize that in the journey of this life, nobody will ever say, I'm too poor not to give. If you really want to change your status, then you must break away from this spirit I don't have. If you will continue with the spirit of I don't have, you will never have. The way to experience greatness is by giving. In Luke chapter 21, from verse 1 to 4, Jesus gave an example of a woman. Luke 21 and verse 1 to 4. The Bible says the rich men came and they were casting their gifts. Now, Jesus didn't condemn the rich men in their giving. Now, these rich men, the secret to their success is in giving. Then the Bible says another woman that has so little that she was going to live on, she brought it, a widow, and she cast her only 2 pence into the basket. And Jesus said this woman gave out of all that she had. These other people took out of the abundance that they had. And a memorial was established for this woman. That's one thing that giving does. Giving opens the door and places your image in the hearts of men. Giving. There is nobody that I have seen that has become a multi-millionaire that they were multi from the beginning. They started very small. But in the midst of the small that they had, they were givers. They were contributing to building humanity. Many times people will look at themselves and say, how much do I even earn? I don't even have any support system. Why should I give what I have? The Bible says, he that holds or withholds tended to poverty. But he that scattereth will doubtless return back with praise and thanksgiving. That's why when I see individuals who are saying, Lord, if you bless me with 2 cars, I will give you 1. It's never true. God will begin with you with what you have. God doesn't expect you to give what you don't have. But give out of what you have. Many years ago, you must have heard this story I gave about Yonggo Cho. The church in South Korea and Korean nation was very, very rich, very, very poor. And Yonggo Cho had a vision of building a prayer mountain for the Lord and several other things the Lord have spoken to him about. But they were so rich, so poor. The women in that fellowship organized themselves and then they were cutting their hair, they will come and lay it at the altar for it to be sold so that the money can be used for evangelism. They knew that we have this hair. We can sacrifice it. Through the giving of the people, the atmosphere of South Korea changed. And those poor people became multi-millionaires. Yonggo Cho said he has 100 billionaires in his church. From nothing. I know the society has tried to mess us up where you always look at the rich people and then you think they should be the only ones giving. But that's not. God has given every one of us an opportunity to be givers. Within your corner. Don't be in the habit of receiving. The way to succeed is giving. When I'm giving to the Lord all my life, a lot of people believe that there is so much money I have to be given. Sometimes, if you check my account, it's absolutely nil, zero. But there is virtually nobody that comes around me that I do not contribute something in their lives. There was a time that all I could gather together to sow was 5,000. All that I had grew from 5,000 to 10. 10, I grew to 100. 100 I grew to millions today that I can sow. And sometimes when I'm giving, I don't even have anything behind. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And God said, if you do that, then you will see how I am going to bless you. Don't ever leave the house of God in scarcity. Don't ever live your life without making an impute into the lives of other people. I know there is so much controversy over this matter of tithing. But it's not an issue of controversy. It's not an issue of argument. It is our tradition in the family of Abraham to give our tithe. Anything the Lord blesses me with, I take the tithe first and send it for the work of the ministry. God told the Levites, he said, when you collect the tithe, he said, take the tithe of the tithe and give it to the high priest. Angels are not the ones that come to the earth to contribute money to change the church or the society. It is ordinary men and women. There are some of us that have been coming to church for more than 5 years. All you just think about is yourself. You hear about sisters giving birth to children. You have never said, let me go and get a little pan or go and get a little something to contribute to that sister who gave birth. You're always keeping yourself in one spot. Your own is give me, give me, give me. You can't succeed that way. That's what you see, whether it is you call them Dangote, you call whoever. Just go and check all of them. Check our lives. My life, my father in the Lord, my mentors. We are crazy, crazy givers. Acts chapter 11 verse 27 to 29. Acts 11 verse 27 to 29. The Bible says, So the disciples determined every one according to his ability to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. It wasn't the apostles who were going to labor to gather the money and give it for the relief. It is the people. And that is the way God Almighty will bless them. They gather together in their zone. They gather together and contribute. Everyone according to his ability. That's why the Bible testified to us there was none that was lacking among the apostolic believers. Because everybody was taking responsibility in terms of giving, contributing. You play your role, I play my role. You will discover that you'll be swimming in abundance. Nothing happens by magic. You can pray and fast for God to upgrade you. Without giving, you will not experience the blessing. Jesus said in Luke chapter 11 verse 42. Luke chapter 11 verse 22. I'm on 42. Jesus said, you rich guys, you Pharisees, you give your tithe. You give other givings. But he said, You have left some things undone. Jesus didn't condemn Titan. He said, but there are other things you need to combine. And not neglecting others, okay? You are Titan and then you are not doing other things. So that means that Jesus endorsed tithing. Some people tell you that, well, it's your tithe, just go home and eat it with your family. You don't know the kind of curses that you're bringing upon your own life and descendants. The word of God cannot be broken. When God says something and God says, the way I want you to live is by giving your tithe. God said, it's not that I am hungry. It's not that I don't have. He said, it's not that I am really looking for silver and gold. But God said, look, silver and gold belongs to me. And if you want to enjoy my blessing, be a giver. Giving in prayer, giving in projects, giving in programs, give to the poor. None of us here is a poor person. We are rich people. If you choose you want to be poor, then you can accept that you are poor. But every one of you here, none is poor. You are all rich. And God expects that you use every opportunity in your life to do something in the life of someone. Jesus said, there are basic things that you have to know and do, and if you do it, you will enjoy the blessing. In Psalm 50, verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. Verse 8. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices. I'm not going to chastise thee for that. All thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain. And the wild beasts of the fields are mine. So I'm not talking from the point of poverty that I need your support. I am only creating an opportunity for your own blessings. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. So when we are giving to God, probably in the church, or you're contributing to missions, or you're looking at some people around you and you take out of the little that you have, just a cup of garri and you share it with somebody, you're actually creating an atmosphere for heavenly provisions for you. Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. The silver is mine. The gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Silver is not for the devil. The devil doesn't own it. He's a thief. God is the owner of silver and gold. God wants us to have silver and gold to use it for his glory. To use it to advance his cause upon the earth. Some of my friends asked me a question some time ago. Why is it that we are all friends? Suddenly, God is giving you so much blessing. What's wrong with us? And I remember I talked to one of my friends. And I said, you know why? Because you're so much self-centered. For me, you have observed that there is none of your children, none of my friends' children that I have not invested in their lives. I keep sowing in there. The little that I have, you see me sharing it. But some of you, you have so much you want to hold it. There's no way God can bless you. Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 7 to 11. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart nor shut thy hand from thy poor brother. Now I want you to underline that word there in that verse 7. If there be. That means it is not expected as covenant children you should belong to the class of poor people. But peradventure, there's someone who made himself poor. He said, don't harden your heart to help that person. Because he that giveth to the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. And you know what? Instead of God coming to give that poor man the stuff, he will not give to the man, he will give it to you who is a giver. Take me to the next verse 8. But thou shalt open thy hand wide unto him and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanted. Verse 9. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart saying, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and thy eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not. And he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be seen unto thee. Let me say this to us. Certain people are poor because they are instruments in stirring up the favor of God in the life of the person who cares for them. There is a cry of the poor that God responds to. So in life, you cannot just be living your life like that without contributing something to the society. You must not have all the billions in this world. Begin with the two penny you have. For instance, some of these ministers are totally in a full-time work. It is not just looking at them and criticizing them and talk about they are doing not this, they are not doing that. They have family, they have children. And the Bible says if you are getting blessed by the services, by the things that they are doing, it's not a crime for them not to enjoy your material blessings. That's why you realize that in the village pastors don't lack. Because you will see the villagers as they are coming, they will come with a chicken. They will take from their farm. You will see them, they measure millet or maize and they will say, Pastor Babamu. But some of us for the whole year, you believe that heaven is the one sustaining them. And also you want the best out of them. The way you enjoy the blessing from the priesthood is by giving. Exodus 25 verse 2. Exodus 25 verse 2. God said, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. Now there was no business going on. They were still in the wilderness. So where would they get money to bring an offering to God? Speak unto the children of Israel, because that is the way to experience greatness. I've sold all my cars when I didn't have the second one. I gave them out. And God Almighty, with time, replenished. Touching the lives of people everywhere you go. The gift of a man will always make a room for him. The gift of a man. Why do you think Isaac will tell his child, go and bring something that I can eat and enjoy to stir up the blessing? It was what they gave to him that he ate and he was excited at that provoked the blessing that was in him, and he poured it upon the life of Jacob. That they bring me an offering, says the Lord. Bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. You shall take my offering. You see the way God is calling it? My offering. So be careful on how you handle your offerings, because God is saying that is mine. The scriptures gives us all that is required for greatness. It shouldn't be some people outside there who are getting the blessing. You may be sitting down here, probably you're a businessman or what, to say, look here, I've been coming to this ministry for the past 2 years. And I've discovered that even if it is a microphone I can contribute, let me do something. It takes so much to be able to maintain the house of God. Anywhere you find yourself, if you want to experience quick deliverance, be a giver. Genesis 28 verse 20. Genesis 28 verse 20 to 22. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Look into the life of Isaac, our grandfather. The same thing. Look into the life of Jacob, our great grandfather. The same thing. Then let's look into the life of Abraham. And today, this is the family that is dominating the earth. This is the family that is dominating science, that is dominating whatever you want to call information technology, or you want to talk about agriculture, whatever you want to talk about. They are the seeds from this family. It was a contribution of people. Members of churches in America, contribution of people that gave the pastor the resources to go and rebuild city structures in Israel. Israel was developed not by the mineral resources they had. It was the contribution of people that we must give for the building of the city of our God. He said, I will give you tenth That's the lifestyle. There are certain infirmities that God will take them away from you because of your power and because of the ability of giving. Let me begin to close. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God which had delivered thy enemies into thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all. That's a family tradition. Abraham gave the tithe. Let me ask us this question. How many of you has the Lord provided clothes for you to wear? Let me see your hands. How many of you has the Lord provided bread for you to eat? How many of you have the Lord provided shelter for you to sleep? Jacob said, "If you do these things in my life, I will always return back to give thanks." He didn't even say, "Lord, bless me with chariots, bless me with cars." He said, "Give me food to eat and clothes to cover my nakedness. I will celebrate you with a heart of thanksgiving." If you say that you love the Lord, the way you can prove it is by your giving, not by lips. "I love you. I love you. I love you." And you are not ready to give. That love is not genuine. Love is demonstrated by the act of giving. Love. Is activated by the act of giving. Love is empowered by the act of giving. It wouldn't be wrong for you, friend, to take few measures of rice, cook it, put it in a pack, probably 5 packets, and just go to the street and give to people. The way to change your life is by giving. And so God releases this blessing upon the life of givers. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." God wants us to be in charge of things. God bless them. The blessing is not to be stagnant. The blessing is not to just be in one sport. God blessed them and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Subdue the earth." Have control over the fish of the sea, which is talking about submarine and all of that. Have control over the birds of the air, which is talking about aircrafts. And upon the things that cripple upon the earth, which is talking about mobility. Have control. And the way you do that is by giving. Giving. Out of the little that you have, you say, "Lord, I am taking 1% of what I have to give to some people. I will go to the orphanage. I will go to the hospital. There was this time we went to the hospital, Jude Plateau Hospital. And we put in some package, myself and my family. And we went to those places sharing our gifts to the people. You could see the excitement, you could see the joy. But you know what? Those seeds we planted never returned back empty. It came back with greater results. Nobody has ever become poor by giving. Nobody. If you want to excel in life, be ready to do good. And like I've often said, don't give just because of the people. Give because you love the Lord. Because the one who sees what you do in the secret will reward you openly. I have never seen God reward anybody in the secret. First John chapter 3 verse 18. First John chapter 3 verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word or speech, but with actions and in truth. What's the secret of this man? What's the secret of this woman? He's having flesh and blood like me. I shared this story with us sometime, those of you that were here. When some of our mentors used to come here, pastors will rush to them to lay hands on them and impart grace on their lives. I have never done that. Rather, every great preacher that comes into jobs, I will package a gift to give them. Because I know the secret on how to magnet the oil. When Dahosa was going to have his crusade in Maiduguri many, many years ago, I didn't have all the money to be able to do what I really desired to do. So I collected the handbills in hundreds of thousands. I stood for days. I'll be going to post office in Maiduguri then. And I'll be sharing the handbills as if I was the organizer of that meeting. What you make happen in someone's life, God will make it happen in your life. You want to be a successful man? Be a giver. A cheerful giver. Whether it is in prayer, whether it is in praise, whether it is in resources, silver and gold. Learn to be a giver. The people that sponsored the missionaries who came to Nigeria in the 19th century, they were people that were not so much rich. They were just in the middle class, you call it. And they would skip their lunch to say that our lunch, we will convert it to money. And we will give to the missionaries coming to Africa. That's why God blessed those nations. God blessed them because of the way they have sponsored the gospel to Africa. That's why in the midst of all that they are doing, the mercy of God is still speaking. Look into the life of a sister. Look into the life of a brother. Just walk into the orphanage home. Put a smile on somebody's face. Someone gave a description of something that he said, The hands of the poor is always like this. So anything you try to put on their hands cannot hold it. Because they are holding tight to the only little thing they have. But he said the hands of the rich and successful is always like this. So anything you pour, you realize that more will be coming through to be a blessing to other people. I know that we live in a body where we talk too much, but you realize that the act of giving is not something that we do. Therefore, John said, my beloved children, the surest way to multiplication is by giving. Mobilize yourself, mobilize one or two individuals. Do something within your community. Like some time ago, the youths went to Dungwada and bought a tanker of water to distribute to the people. Do something. Greatness comes by sacrifice. And it is not the lesser that blesses the greater, it is the greater that blesses the lesser. So how? You realize that Abraham brought his tithe and surrendered it to Melchizedek. And Melchizedek is the one that carries the blessing, and he blessed Abraham. Successful people are givers. Even the ones that you may call them, they are not believers in Christ. They are applying this principle. Steve Jobs, go and study the philanthropic work he did. Bill Gates and his wife, Melinda, they will come down to Africa and stay with the people in the village and try to rehabilitate the people. But many times you come to church, the people are always saying, we don't have. I don't think your condition can be worse than that widow. But yet, she understood the only way to provoke divine remembrance is for me to sow. She gave. Jesus commended her. I'm going to pray for you right now. If you want to change your world and have dominance, you want to be fruitful, be a giver. Be a giver. Seek for every opportunity where you can contribute your strength. Contribute your time. Seek for every opportunity. I will make things happen in that life. When you make things happen, you are provoking heaven to do more for you. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moment, take my gold, take my silver. Not a mite will I withhold. In these last days, what will help you, brother, is your capacity to contribute your talent. This is the generation of perversion. This is the generation many people are going to be backsliding. But stay focused. Contribute your own quota in building the kingdom of God. If you're running business and you don't want the door to be shut, learn how to give. You see, some of the Christians have discovered it is when they want a job, they want a contract or something like that, that's when they will be going around to lobby. If you know that you needed such favors, even without looking for the contract, start opening the door by giving. The messenger you pass, give him a tip. One day, that person will become an instrument to give you an information that will change your life forever. Be a giver. Rise on your feet. Not am I without all. Many people have received unusual healing and deliverance by the act of giving. Because of time, I don't have time to tell you so much. As a man of prayer, there are a lot of battles that God fought on my behalf by the singular act of sowing battle seeds. I saw those seeds several years ago, and those seeds are fighting for me today. Take my life and let it be consecrated,
Lord, to me.
One of my friends passed on to glory, I think about 2 years ago or so. I can't exactly remember. The Archbishop. And of most of my friends that we usually go to the meeting together, instead of making the necessary contribution to help, you realize that all they could be doing was to just give them a salute. And I sat down and I said to myself, if I was the one in that condition, what would I have loved to be done? He's gone. The children don't have a father. And the man is my close friend. So I decided to take the responsibility. There was no money. I didn't have money. We had so many needs. I took the money that they will use in feeding all the people that will attend the wedding. And I said to her, because your dad is not around does not mean you don't have a father. It was very painful when I was going to make that decision, because they were in a very messy condition. You hear a brother, sister has given birth to a baby? Go make contribution there. What you're doing on somebody, God will be collecting it together. You shouldn't always be the one who always have needs to receive. Let me tell you the truth. The richer you are, the greater your needs. Let me tell you the truth here. If you have 100 million, the problems before you will be more than 1 billion. And do you know that the rich people are the ones that have a lot of headache? The challenges are so enormous. So when you see them driving in their car, they are relaxed and all of that, that does not mean there are no 1 million and one trouble. But you know, they will be talking out of faith. They will be acting out of faith. Sometimes when people come to us and say, well, I will think about it,
Just give me some time. Most of these times, there is nothing in their account. Sometimes they make commitment when there is absolutely nothing. But that is the way to build your life to success. Be a giver. Be a giver. Be a giver. Don't just stay in the middle. Contribute your time. Contribute your energy. And God Almighty will give you all the blessing that you need. Lift your two hands to God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word of truth. You want all of us to constantly experience the blessing. But there is always a pathway to enjoying the blessing. I bring repentance in any way anyone has failed in obeying your word. I am pleading for your mercy upon the life of every individual here. Lord, from now I am praying that you will remove the heart of stone and put the heart of flesh. In the name that is above every other name. You will not live in this life a wasted year. You will live to fulfill your assignment in this world. Give. God is not a liar. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures and pressed down and shaking together. Shall men, not angels, shall men give unto you. You can never outgive God. Father, I come against every strange spirit of stinginess and poverty. I command that power to be broken in the name of Jesus. Friends, before we go, how many of you remember the case of Saul when he lost his father's ox, when they lost their donkey? And he said, "Is there not a seer here?" And they told him, "There is one seer." He said, "Oh no, we don't even have something to give." Then the servant of Saul, who understands the covenant, he says, "Sir, there is something here we have little. Let us use the little that we have and meet the man of God." I have seen demons flying out of people by the power of giving. In spirit and in truth. God needed to change the condition of the woman of Zarephath. Look at what he did with her. Give me. As you go out in the society, seek for opportunity to contribute something. Let not your life on earth just be about just you. But make something happen in the city where you are. Contribute your quota. I have contributed so much, billions, into the economy of Plateau State. I have contributed in building this city. I have contributed in advertising this city. I used to gather pastors in Hill Station Hotel, Plateau Hotel. Sometimes there is nothing. We don't have any so much money. Just because I want to see the unity of the body. Because it is not reading it. Let us pray that the body of Christ will be one. It is walking towards it. So I'll gather pastors. And we will have a dinner, banquet. I'll feed everybody and we will discuss the kingdom. Because I want to see the prayer of Jesus. Father, that there may be one. As we are one. God is faithful, who will reward a faithful servant. Father, I pray your blessing on their hands. Whatever you lay your hands upon from this day, I command the blessings of the Lord to rest upon your hands. Now, if you have any infirmity or any challenge anywhere, just put your right hand on your head. And a word of healing is going to flow into your marrows right now. Father, I thank you because you anointed me for this. I didn't call myself, you called me. I have no power of my own. My power comes from you. And therefore, in the name that is above every name, every demonic affliction, you foul, unclean spirit, get out of this body right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command that demonic affliction, stop. Stop. Be free right now. Be free right now. Any poison released over your life, that poison is terminated in the name of Jesus. Every serpentine spirit, I come against them with the sword of the Spirit. I cut them off in the name of Jesus. I command in the name that is above all names, whatever represents premature death is arrested right now in the name of Jesus. I command you from your head to your toe. Receive your healing right now. Receive your deliverance right now. Receive your healing right now. Every generational familiar spirit, what are you doing in that family? I charge you right now in the name of Jesus. Get out of that family. Get out of that home. Get out of that body. The things you couldn't do before, begin to do them from now. I stand by the authority of the gift of life, the resurrection and the life. I command life to enter your body. Life to enter your soul. Life to enter your spirit. That garment of sorrow is removed from you. Let the season of refreshing, Kalabarash, let the season of refreshing be restored in the name of Jesus. Whatever my Father has not planted, I command them right now to be rooted up in the name of Jesus. I mean, in your family, you will experience a total recovery, total restoration in the name of Jesus. You will succeed in the marketplace. You will succeed in your career. You will succeed in your study. You will succeed in your businesses. I bless the blessing on your life. 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 I'm seeing a lot of things checking out. The fire of the Lord is answering them right now. From your head to your toe. From now, I command your life to be made whole in the name of Jesus. It is done. It is done. It is done. Give the Lord the loudest celebration of praise. I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise. I give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. I want you to take a minute before you give your tithes and your offerings. You would thank him for doing what he did, what he has done this afternoon. Just take 1 minute. Bless him.
Because he's given
Jesus Christ his own. He fell with a great he fell unto the Lord. He fell. He's given Jesus Christ.
Jesus. God will not allow you to be put to shame. You will continue to celebrate the Lord in the lands of the living in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's recite our anthem together. With an army marching through the land, deliverance is our song, with healing in our hands, everlasting joy, with gladness in our hearts. In this army, I have got a part.